I heard a voice in this week's parsha in the name of Rav Alba. I looked for it a little bit, I did not find it yet, but it was quoted to me in his name, that he raises the question. We see that there was twice where in this week's parsha where brachas were given, and Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, and there to Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, but he gives it directly to Menashe and Ephraim, and he puts his hands on the heads of Menashe and Ephraim. Later in the parsha, we have Yaakov Avinu giving the brachas to the Shvatim before he dies, and the Torah does not mention that he put his hands on the Shvatim before he died. It's possible that he did, but the Torah does not mention it, so it means that it was not significant in the process of the bracha to the Shvatim, but it is significant in the process of the brachas to Menashe and Ephraim. That was the aura that he was ma'arim. So Rav Alba says like this, that the process over here of Menashe and Ephraim is moving Menashe and Ephraim up from the status of being the children of a Shevet, Yosef, to becoming Shvatim themselves. So we're asking Menashe and Ephraim to lift themselves up to that Madrega. We're asking Menashe and Ephraim to see themselves as such, and to actually become the level of one of the Shivtei Koah, one of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. Possibly Menashe and Ephraim did not believe that they had that ability. Possibly Menashe and Ephraim did not have that ability yet. And what Yaakov Avinu is doing by putting his hands on their head when he's giving them a bracha is putting his kayach, extending himself into Menashe and Ephraim, injecting them, as it were, with the kayach of Yaakov Avinu to rise up above and beyond that madrega that they were, a child of a Shevet, to becoming something greater. The Shvatim were already Shvatim, and there was no need for the Shvatim to have this injection. They were already what they were, and therefore there was no need to give them a bracha with his hands on their heads. Ad kan, what I heard in the name of Rav Alba. What he seems to be saying, or maybe what we could suggest that he's saying, is here we have a situation where a person seems to be limited. He does not have ability to go beyond himself. And it is still possible, if somebody on the outside is willing to inject, as it were, and connect to that person, you can take that person beyond where he is. Rashi has this Sa'ar in a few places that a person can't be matratzmi based on a certain, a person has limitations, he cannot take himself out of it. Rashi points out, we mentioned this one time, that Yakrivo Yisoy, it says by the Nazir, so he brings himself. So there, I'm sorry, not Rashi, I think the Sepurna says that why Yakrivo Yisoy, he does it himself, because there's nobody on a higher madrega than a Nazir. Nazir is the highest madrega that a person could reach. So somebody can't pull them up. So even though normally we have the rule that you need somebody above you to raise you to the next madrega, in this case, we're going to have to, Barshim had to create a vehicle to do it otherwise because of the godless of a Nazir. But he's presenting this concept and this idea that normally the process of helping you reach the next madrega, you need somebody from the outside reaching in, etc. But what we're adding now, it's not just that you need somebody from the outside, but that somebody from the outside has the ability to do it. We shouldn't believe, shouldn't think that we see somebody and he's limited, and that's just what he is, and there's no room and no ability to move him, to help him go beyond. Yes, if we are willing to put the effort that it takes and inject into that person, we can take a person beyond where he is. I would assume that's only in conjunction with the fact that the person wants to be moved. But many people say that I can't, or that I don't want to. It means that they don't believe they could do it. or they're worried about the difficulty which is involved in doing it, but not that deep down they do not want it. So if we believe that the people which we're dealing with do want to be moved deep down, if we're willing to put the effort to object into them, to move them, we have to believe that it's very possible that we can raise them to madrigas beyond which they would have themselves without our input. Have a good Shabbos.